Jerry Bader Show 954. Yesterday, Sean Hannity had an interview. He also had some national technical issues, but when that wasn't happening, he had an interview. I don't know if you heard this, Jason. Do you hear who he interviewed? He was talking about the still, and he's been talking about it a lot, the Miami Dolphin bullying. He had Fran Tarkenton on. Fran Tarkenton, Hall of Fame. He's Hall of Fame, right? He must be. Yeah, he is. Tarkenton's in the Hall of Fame. Quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings. And New York Giants, which people tend to forget. 67 to 1971. Do you know that that was part of the merger? Part of the NFL merger agreement. The Giants wouldn't go along unless somehow they got a quarterback out of it. A starting quarterback of high quality. They got Tarkenton from the Vikings. And limited success, didn't have a good team around him. Then went back to the Vikings and had a lot of success, obviously. He took them to 3 Super Bowls. He was not the first Super Bowl. They lost them all, by the way. They lost all 4. He felt that essentially it's been this way in the NFL forever. That there's a lot of what most people would consider unacceptable societal behavior because they're big, burly football players. I think that's true. The only continuing opinion that I have on the Martin Incognito story is I do think people are glossing over the racist voicemails. Voicemail. I really do. I mean, there is a line, and he crossed the line. I do agree with that. But beyond that, I don't think we're ever going to know the truth of what went on in that locker room, this, that, or the other thing. I don't think we will. But Tarkenton also made it clear that there's nothing new at all under the sun. Let's see, can I do this in a minute and 15 seconds? I will try. Governor Scott Walker's book comes out on November 18th. We'll be interviewing him on the 26th. I believe starting next week, the publisher is providing copies of his book, Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge. Bill Leaders. I don't have time to do this, so I'm going to tease it. Bill Leaders writes for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. That's the outfit that Governor Scott Walker vetoed. Lawmakers wanted to kick them off their freebie digs on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. And Walker vetoed it because he always does that. He doesn't want to be accused of stifling censorship. Or, you know, of censorship. Stifling censorship. Stifling speech or censorship. He doesn't want to be accused of that. And I think he bends over way too far backwards. He said, well, let the Board of Regents decide who doesn't belong on campus that way. Yeah, but get rid of them first and start with a clean slate. That's my reaction to that. So thanks to Scott Walker, they continue to have their free rent, internet, utilities on the University of Wisconsin campus. So how do you think Bill repaid him when Bill wrote about his book? I will share that in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.